We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights of this morning's news.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Lenny Nazarova. It's Friday, March 22nd, 2024. The U of I men's basketball team won their opening March Madness tournament game last Thursday, beating 14 seed Morehead State 85-69. Terrence Shannon Jr. led Illinois with 26 points, and Dane Danger added 21 more. Elena Marcus Domas recorded the 10th triple-double in March Madness history with 12 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. The third seed will face the 11th seed Duquesne, who beat their first-round opponent BYU despite being 10-point underdogs. The time for the matchup is still undetermined, but it will be on Saturday, the 23rd. The primary elections in Champaign County are underway, and early results show that Lori Brewer won more than 70% of the Democratic vote for Champaign County Coroner. Previously, she spent 3 years working at the Champaign County Coroner's office. Mail-in votes are yet to be counted, but Brewer is expected to face Republican Steve Thurney. The battle for the Congress seat also saw a race between two Republican candidates, Thomas Clutterbuck and Joshua Lloyd. The Associated Press declared that Lloyd defeated Clutterbuck with 56-44% of the votes. The Urbana School District is reaching out to parents to gauge their response to controversial redistricting plans. Two public forums have been held to gather information on the community response. District schools Thomas Paine and Yankee Reed are expecting the transition of the dual language program to one of the two schools this fall, eliciting public backlash. An additional forum and survey will be held this upcoming Tuesday to receive input in regard to the district's plan of realignment of elementary boundaries. The Illinois women's basketball team beat Missouri State 74-69 at State Farm Center on Thursday night to move on to the second round of the WBAT postseason tournament. The Illini trailed by double digits in the second half, but rode a third quarter scoring spree to a narrow victory. Standout Makira Cook led the way for the Illini with a season-high 27 points, while Adalia McKenzie notched a double-double with 21 points and 11 rebounds, while eclipsing the 1,000-point mark for her career. Kendall Bostic also reached a milestone for the Illini, passing the 1,000 career rebound plateau with 17 boards, and Genesis Bryant chipped in with 14 points. The Illini will host Stony Brook at State Farm Center in the second round of the tournament on Sunday. Contributing reporting for this newscast was provided by Suzette Maria, Nicholas Taracho, Peter Dara, and Ethan Escroba. Our deputy news director is Elisa Eaton, and our news director is Ethan Escroba. For WPG News, I'm Lady Nazarva.